of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, my brothers, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, that is how you should stand firm in the Lord, dear friends. I plead with Euodia, and I plead with Syntyche to agree with each other in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, loyal yoke fellow, help these women who have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And this is really good instruction about prayer. And think about it. Do not be anxious about anything. That's the first step. Don't be anxious. Because anxious is about, you know what anxiety is? It's about the fact that you don't have control. People suffer anxiety over what they can't control. And we all do, right? We all do. There actually should be a peace about us not being in control. And that's something you can't produce. That's just something that comes from being in fellowship with God. I mean, when things are up in the air and you have no control, you've got to, you know, if you really trust God, you'll have a peace that God knows what to do. See, we pray about things that we believe are important, right? We pray about things and we leave them to God. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. If you're tempted to be anxious, pray. And let it go. Pray and let it go. You know, if after you pray, you're still meditating on how bad things can go, or what'll happen if it doesn't come true, then you're not really trusting. If you're not in peace after you pray, then you're still in that control thing. And you know, there's not a lot of hope then of having your prayers answered when you're suffering anxiety over them. That shows that you're still holding on to some control. Y'all see what I'm saying? If you were able to ask God for things, trust Him for them, and let them go, they're in His hands, then how many more of your prayers do you think would be answered? Because it's the difference between faith and you trying to maintain control. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. See, now you have a promise there that you can test out. If you're praying and you're still suffering anxiety, then you weren't really praying to God. You're talking to yourself. You know why? Somebody tell me why. If you're praying and then you get up still feeling anxious about what you prayed for, then you were praying to yourself. And how can you know that? Because God only hears faith. Get it? God only hears faith. He doesn't hear anxiety, does He? You have a promise. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with all thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, that means you don't need to understand, right? You just need to trust. Which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You have a promise there, and that's a promise that people have overlooked for centuries. Can y'all see what I mean there? How many of you understand that? It's a promise that people have overlooked for centuries. if you really prayed in faith, you would have peace. If you were really praying effectively in faith, you would have peace. If you're getting up anxious after your prayer, then and you don't have peace, then you didn't pray the prayer in faith. See, it's a good way to test it, isn't it? Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. This is about the discipline of your thought life, right? Where you focus. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. That's Paul's way of saying, don't just be hearers of the word, but doers also, right? I rejoice greatly in the Lord. At last, you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and in every situation. Whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. And you know what that's based on? It's based upon the nature that you have been shared with, the Holy Ghost. Because you see, God can make Himself everything or nothing, and he showed that through Jesus, right? And He's still going to be God. It's the nature. It's not about the extremes, right? It's not about what you have or don't have. It's not about where you're at or where you're not. It's about the nature that doesn't change. Well, you have now come to share in that nature that doesn't change, right? You stand upon that nature of God. Therefore, your trust is in that nature. Doesn't matter what you have or don't have. You can be content because you are in the nature of Christ. That's if the Holy Spirit dwells in you. That's the secret of being content. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. And Him who gives you strength is the Spirit of Christ in you, right? Yet it is good for you, of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid again and again when I was in need. Not that I'm looking for a gift, but I am looking for what may be credited to your account. I have received full payment, and even more, I am amply supplied, now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering, as acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God, and my God will meet all of your needs according to His riches in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and amen. Greet all the saints in Christ Jesus. The brothers who were with me send greetings. All the saints send you greetings, especially those that belong to Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Praise God. And that ends the book of Philippians. But there's here in these closing exhortations were some excellent things, a couple of really excellent things. One about not being anxious. Understanding about your prayers and petitions, and that you have the promise of the peace of God once you have prayed, no matter what it is you prayed for, so that you can trust. Doesn't mean that getting the peace of God for something doesn't mean that God says yes to your prayer, by the way. It means that you're at peace with what God's will is, right? It's the peace of God in you to put you at rest. Also, we learned about being everything and nothing. Having everything and having nothing, it's not about what you have or don't have. See, you do not change how you feel about things or how you live according to your circumstances. It's all based upon the nature of Christ in you. Just like God being everything and nothing has nothing to do with what he does or doesn't do. It has the fact to do with who he is by nature. That cannot be changed. And just as God's nature cannot be changed, your nature, the nature that God has given you of himself in you, the Spirit of Christ, cannot be changed either. And in this you can find great peace, right? Whether you have everything or nothing, whether you're starving or well fed, that nature is more valuable than any of it. And it'll keep you constant in one direction and faithfulness. So those are two good things that we've learned here in the Philippians 4. Things that we can directly apply to our lives. Amen? Well, that's a good place to stop.